Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And a good Friday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe. 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. Jojo, what's up? How you doing?
Well, we say it all year on a Friday. Good Friday, but today really is.
It is Good Friday.
It is true. Good Friday. It was the worst day in history. So it's a Good Friday, man. We're all blessed and happy.
Yep, absolutely. As we go into Easter weekend, which I guess a little earlier, but so I hope you enjoy some time with your family if you celebrate.
Remember, it's 40 days after Ash Wednesday.
Right.
So it's with the moons. We got our Catholic guy back there can help us out, right?
Our Catholic, our resident Catholic is behind the glass.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
There you go, buddy. Yes. Welcome, man, to the show today.
Drop a few Hail Marys in there. We're good to go.
Oh, yeah, there
well
you
done.
Go.
I hope your mom, I would love to see an outfit of Chase McCabe at 4 years old on Easter Sunday. I bet there is an outfit that is just amazing.
If she's listening right now, I'm sure she will find one.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you would. You know, we think about Easter, I'll never forget my grandfather at church would wait outside for me and my mom. And when I think of Easter, I mean, I think of Easter, the resurrection and Jesus and all that. But what I always think about my grandpa on Easter Sunday, he just commanded such presence. And I'd walk in, he'd be waiting on me and grab my hand and go into church. I mean, it's funny. I don't think about that any time of the year except Easter weekend and to see that. But I'm sure my outfits were like, what in the world did my mother put me in? Right? I mean, there's got to be just something crazy. Of course, for Nick, that was like 5 years ago, so he's probably got some good pictures laying around.
Gee, thanks.
By the way, I have the internet is undefeated,
as
you know. The memes now of the still shot of Tiger Woods during his whole deal, and he's like on his knee, sunglasses on, hat backwards. The memes that people have come up with have
Sure they're good.
Like Barstool has my dad watching me hand him the wrong screwdriver. Like they're just
was that AI of him saying he just talked to the president?
No.
That's real?
No,
because I can't tell what's real and not real anymore.
Yeah, no, supposedly it's real. Which what a flex,
right? I'm just talking to the president.
Yeah, it was the president. Of what?
That's right. It doesn't have to be the United States. It's the president of the HOA, and I just called him to let know. No, buddy, that's not going to get you out of this time as well.
No. Nice try. I mean, look, if you're going to try anything, then I would say that's probably the one to try.
Pretty good one, right, to do that.
Hey, Don,
I mean,
been a little bit of a pickle here.
I just know if I get pulled over by a cop not to do that. No, I mean, not the president, just like, hey, you know, I'm just like, usually I've handed my license, like, you got me. I'm telling you, that works. That you just said, look,
well,
I'm done.
Well, I told you, my dad's famous line that he used was he got pulled over, and the cop was like, you ran that red light back there. And he goes, oh, man, I thought it was still pink. And the cop laughed so hard at it, was like, you know what? Don't do it again.
Just, I get it. Take care of yourself.
Like, that was just so good, you know. But anyway, got a great show planned. Chris Sanders is going to join us at 1. Michelle Kennedy at 2:30. Preds get the win last night. It took a shootout. It took 8 rounds of the shootout. But they won, and they got 2 points. So now San Jose, Nashville, and Los Angeles all have 79 points in the standings. San Jose holds the tiebreaker right now. But guess what? The Predators play the Sharks tomorrow night.
Hey, look, 2 points is better than none, right? And yep. Dr. Crane's like, oh, they gave him a point last night. They got 2 points. And, yeah, that's fine. LA got one, but you got two, and you're still in the middle of the playoff hunt now, so good. What time did the game end?
It was around 1 a.m. I got off the air at 1:30. So, you know. It is what it is.
Right?
This is why we built the home studio, folks.
Yes. Well, good. And so that Santa, what time is it again tomorrow night?
9.
Well, by the way, why did it not start till like 10 almost?
Because they had a pregame ceremony for Anže Kopitar, who is their captain, who's retiring.
Oh, okay.
So that took almost 20 minutes.
Was this the last home game?
I don't know. Well, he just broke. He just became the all-time points leader in Kings history. So it was something with that. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, good. So tomorrow.
So, they dropped the puck. They dropped the puck about 10 till 10. And yeah. So.
All right. Well, you have another late night tomorrow night?
Yeah. Hopefully not that late, though. Hopefully 8 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock puck drop ish. So.
Good. Hey, look, it's all for the good, man. If they win.
Yeah, look, it's fun. And look, I kind of said this earlier to someone of, you know, yeah, I went to bed late. I'm a little tired, but because they won, I'm less tired. If they had lost, I'd be dragging a day. I mean, that's always how it happens. But it is what it is. It's fine.
Do you think Brunette cares about that? I mean,
no.
He needs the pregame and postgame guy. To be on top of this.
Look, I got his back. He knows that. I bring my all every time.
Okay.
No excuses. I signed up for this.
Making sure.
So
making sure he knows that you are given a full 60-minute effort. Oh, yeah.
I had it on, was watching the television feed, had obviously Max and Hal listening to them, was keeping up with it and listening and very invested.
Pretty badass move by Evangelista to win the game last night.
Pretty boy Vincenzo. Getting it done.
Is that his nickname?
It is. He's a talented player, man. I've been very happy to see him take steps forward with this team.
See, now you got me thinking, that's a pretty cool nickname.
I don't remember. He was meeting with the media like 2 years ago, I think it was, and it came up, and I don't remember the context. But, yeah, that's one of his nicknames. Vange is like his, you know. Hockey nickname.
Okay.
But Pretty Boy Vincenzo.
That's pretty good. I'll take that.
It's an old video game gamer tag he had.
Oh, is that
that's
what it is?
That's the synopsis of it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's
I mean, he
cool.
has some great hair.
Yeah, right? Yossi does too.
Yeah.
Chris Mason does not. That's why I gravitate towards Chris Mason. I think he's the best looking guy involved in hockey in the world. Bald, goatee. I mean, it's just... He's
well, you
a
don't
man.
Mess with him.
He's a man's man. So I like Chris Mason. He's my guy. But, yeah, can you imagine having hair like Evangelista? I tell people all the time, if I had hair, I'd wear it like Crystal Gale. It'd be past my butt. I'm not kidding. It'd be
well,
past
look, when
my
we
butt.
Go to, when we go to Turkey, that's what we're going to get. And we'll have flowing locks. Like what we should do is when it comes in full, we go in the Predators locker room and look at Yossi and Evangelista and go, hey. You guys want to fight now?
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
Put up in a man bun?
Yeah. Like, look, but you can't do that. You don't want any of this.
Right, to do that. Although I did the deep dive one night on Instagram on the turkey hair. Those guys, it looks painful. Absolutely painful. I'm not
doing
that.
Well, do you want to? Well, I thought you weren't scared of pain.
Not that. I'm not. No, it looks painful.
Okay.
I mean.
Then you don't get to look like Crystal Gale anymore.
I tell you, mental toughness is part of me, right? So I'm telling you, that looks painful. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm not. So, yeah. I can still get a wig. Maybe I'll do that. But I'm saying if I had hair, real hair, I would wear it all the way down. And that's what you'd have every single day. I'd have the fake hair like Bret Michaels and everything. Just let it keep on growing.
If we did get hair like that, can we just start like an 80s hair metal cover band?
I don't see why not, right? Because you just play a track and then we have.
Well, I'll play guitar. You know, I'm good with that.
All right, play Talk Dirty to Me by Poison.
Okay.
You got it?
Well, I don't have a guitar.
I'm saying we could play the CD and be like Milli Vanilli. As long as Dr. Crane doesn't make it skip, we'd be good to go. Have you ever seen the Milli Vanilli skipping video when they're lip syncing? It's fantastic.
So I was at, you know, the All for the Hall event that
I think
they still do, but Keith Urban's deal?
Yeah.
So I went a few years ago. And the last person to play was Luke Combs. And he had come out with he had done the cover of Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn with Brooks and Dunn.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the song he was going to play. And so he plays it, and like everybody's getting into it. And at the end of the song, when there's like a point where the music kind of comes out and he's you know, sings or whatever – it was tracked and it skipped. He was singing, but the band was tracked, and it kept messing up.
Did he run off the stage like Ashley Simpson?
But he was like pissed. He was like, what
oh, heck
the hell?
Yeah, he would.
And I was like, why would – I would think he'd want his band. And I was told that for big shows like that, it's easier to have the backing track because otherwise you're switching out so many different things and whatnot. And so because of timing.
I would never because of that.
Yeah, I hate that.
With my luck? No, I'm not doing that as well.
Yeah. So what is our question of the day?
All right. It is a great weekend ahead of us. So we're going to have a fun question of the day. And I told Dr. Crane this earlier and we started laughing about this. What is your greatest scar story? What is your greatest scar?
Like emotional scar or?
That could be. That's all part of it. What is your greatest scar story? I have a.
How long you got?
I got a big scar on my shin. Where I was loading trucks, I fell through the truck, and it ripped my shin all the way up, and I bled. It was awful. And that scar, I still got it, and that was 30-something years ago. So I fell through a truck when I was working overnight in college, and I was like, all right, man, this is something. So what's your greatest scar story? 615-737-1025. Now, Dr. Crane, you said you got something about your chin. What happened?
Yeah, after I was working out in high school or something, I passed out in the shower, and I left the shower to go get my towel, and I fell and hit my chin on the corner of a table, passed out, woke up with a pool of blood under me, and had to go get like 11 stitches in my chin.
Still got a scar?
Yeah, still there. I also have a scar on my wrist from when the dog bit me as well. So,
good Lord.
And a scar on my ankle.
Same day?
No, it's okay. All different timing. When a trailer door fell on me as well and broke my ankle and arm, I got a scar on my ankle as well.
You back up to the dog thing for a second. What happened here?
I took my dog to the vet. I had two of them, and they kind of got angry at each other, and they tried to break them up in the car, and one of them bit my arm.
That's not good.
And left a scar?
Yeah, I still have it.
Okay. All right.
So can we help you kind of rewrite some of these stories?
Sure.
You know, and that, like, again, like you have this scar in your face. You should be like, you should have seen the other guy, you know, something like that. I'm just saying it could help you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I take it with pride.
I told Connor Newt with his whole deal of like let's come up with a better story. It'll help you out.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, like after exercising, playing football like that, I feel like I've earned that badge of honor.
No,
saying,
I agree.
I passed out coming out of the shower.
Okay.
The dog thing, I could care less if it's a good story or bad story. As for the trailer door, I do take that with pride because
actually kind of a badass story.
Yeah.
So
I was 8 years old. I survived it.
All right. So you fell in the locker room. Did somebody were they helping you? Or were you the last one in there?
I was one of the last ones because it was like during break.
They're walking by. Nick, you good?
Yeah. It was during break.
Enjoy your nap.
And at 9:30, that's when like A day and B day. So when you're a freshman, B day is in the morning for practice.
Right.
And so I was in the shower getting ready for my math class and passed out and woke up and it was lunchtime and I was like, oh, this is not good. And then called my mom and
should strive to have an A day every day.
Yeah, you should. Now, I broke my hand in a football game. I would squash between two helmets and my bone didn't heal back right, but there's no scar, just my bone in my hand is elevated. Does that count? Not a scar. So I don't know. We'll have to send it to the committee and ask. So, all right, big man, what's your scar?
You can kind of see it. I have one on my hand. And I think I got it when I was like 7 and, I was at my grandparents' neighbors who happened to be the parents of my mom's best friend growing up. So there were kids, you know, their kids were there.
Right.
And we were playing and I don't remember exactly what I was doing, but it basically involved me having big feet and I tripped over them and like cut my hand on the edge of the steps. And was basically like, yeah, I'm good. And they look and like my hand's bleeding and all this
now,
stuff.
Now, speaking of updating a story, how about this? You got thrown through a glass window.
I like
a wrestler.
That. No, I get, yeah, I'm
right?
good with that.
You're
yeah.
a wrestler and you're like, hey, I'll do that. And they threw you through a glass window and then it happened.
You know what we should have done with this? We should have, see, this is the one time you should have told us what the question was going to be beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And we all come up with stories that, and then the audience has to guess, you know, how true they are.
Right. Well, we could have done been that, fun. Yeah. But yeah. I, okay. Well, you got that. We all got some kind of a scar, but
yeah,
emotional scar.
I think
too.
I think that's really the only one I have. Knock on wood.
Yeah. Until this afternoon.
Right? Yeah, right.
Well done with that.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. First-time shooters shoot for free. Just tell them that I, Chase McCabe, sent you. And check them out at ariestactical.com. We'll have more coming here on this Friday, including your calls and texts here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Good Friday. 8415, paying attention to what one listener said yesterday, having some fun with it. This question of the day is awful. Talk about the Titans starting guard or center talk again, fellas. Love the show. Yeah, what do you think? Who do you think? We're going to do this every day because I'm going to mess with you know who. Who's going to be the starting center and guard?
Is it Austin Schlottman and Jackson Slater? There we go.
Okay. I think they could go sign somebody.
Yeah, there. That's it. And we'll see what happens.
We'll break it down again in the 1 o'clock hour.
God almighty.
A guard. Anyway. Ryan in Florida, to our question of the day, says, broke my nose twice playing baseball. First time infield practice slash catcher. Second shortstop diving.
Ooh. Oh, so what's the scar? I mean, is your nose lopsided?
I mean, do you count your nose being messed up?
I guess you could, yeah. I mean, if you involve a broken bone in all this, I mean, then it just like takes it to another level. But scars are the stories, man. Those are the ones that you take with you forever.
Gunner says, I'm an electrician. When I was younger, about 3 years into it, I got shocked by 277 volts. It stuck me to the light I was working on, and I fell off a 10-foot ladder and tore down the ceiling grid. Good Lord, man. No harm from the fall, but you can see on my hand and finger where the electricity left me.
Ooh, what would that look like?
I would say send a picture, but I don't know if I really want to see that or not.
Right? And you fall unconscious 10 feet and you're okay? Good for you, buddy. Glad you're okay, man. That's something.
Yeah. All right, so keep those coming in. 615-737-1025. How you doing?
Yeah.
You good?
I'll take over.
I lost my train of thought there for a second.
3 weeks from today, we'll be reacting happy or sad or mad to the draft because it's in 20 days now.
So it
goes on.
I mean, I was thinking about that yesterday because we were talking about, like, I have peace as a Titans fan because I feel like they're going in the right direction. I really, really do feel like if they stick at 4. Now, if they trade out of 4, then I don't know. You know, obviously they're going to want to try and get more draft capital if they do that. But I feel like if they stick and pick at 4 – and walk away with really the 4 guys we've been talking about, mm-hmm. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to feel good.
If it's not Love or Bane, you have to convince me that what you got is
but I'd be okay with Reese. I'd be okay with Bailey. You know, Sonny Styles, not as much. I don't know. I guess I haven't had him
right
in my head. Josh Edwards for CBS Sports did a 7-round mock draft.
Yes.
And he has David Bailey. Going to the Titans.
Well, David Bailey, you know who David Bailey's father was?
No, I don't.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I don't know where you're going with this.
No, Beetle Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Really good Army GI guy.
I thought you were gonna say who's the Bailey that did the song why am I blanking on the name?
That's
right
okay.
Now?
What
with Peter Phil, Gabriel?
You mean Phil Collins?
Or Phil Collins? Yeah.
Philip Bailey.
Philip. Bailey, yeah,
it could be. Beetle Bailey was a hell of a soldier, man. He was a good soldier.
So this mock draft has Jeremiah Love going at 7 to the Washington Commanders.
All right.
And Reuben Bain goes 8th to the New Orleans Saints.
All right, well, give me 1 through 6 then.
Fernando Mendoza. That Mendoza.
I tell you what, man, Fernando Mendoza, he's got something.
He goes to the Raiders. The Jets take Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles to the Cardinals, David Bailey to the Titans. Fix that logo. Jermaine McCoy from Tennessee goes to the Giants at 5. Carnell Tate, wide receiver from The Ohio State, stays in Ohio, goes to Cleveland. And then I mentioned Love, Bane, Pick 9, Francis Maioga, the offensive tackle from Miami, goes to Kansas City. And Caleb Downs from Ohio State is pick 10 to Cincinnati.
So I what's this guy's name again?
This is Josh Edwards.
Okay. Josh probably said, I need to go a draft which is going to make people talk about and be completely different. That's all he's doing. There's no way Love or Bang drops to 7 or 8. There's just no way. And everybody knows what's going on. He's not going to drop to 7 or 8.
All right, so here's what I'm curious about. Let's go through the first round. Round 2, pick 35. Well, I like this pick because this guy's got a good first name. Chase Bisnastis.
Bisnasty.
Yeah.
Chase Bisnasty.
He's an interior offensive lineman from Texas A&M.
No, they ain't taking that guy. But this guy.
The Cardinals, the pick before at 34, go quarterback Ty Simpson from
Alabama.
Yeah, where's my spotter?
Yep. So let's see. In round number 3, has the Titans going Traydon Stukes, cornerback from Arizona.
Yeah.
Round number 4, the Titans take Mike Washington Jr., running back from Arkansas.
No. Okay, keep going.
Yep. I don't think they have any more picks in the 4th round, do they? 5th round, Titans select Harold Perkins Jr., linebacker from LSU.
Okay.
And Parker Brailsford, interior offensive lineman from Alabama.
Oh, my God. I'd rather take you instead of something that's going to be cut day one.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
In round number 6, they take Tanner Kazoil, a tight end from Houston. And they also select Max Llewellyn, an edge rusher from Iowa.
All right. I like the linebacker from LSU, whoever that guy is, because he's from LSU.
Yeah.
I just want to – I wish somebody at the end, all you analytic nerds, would go through all these people who predict the draft and see if anybody's even come close to getting a quarter of them correct.
Oh, yeah.
25%. I guarantee you there's maybe a few have gotten 50%.
The first round, okay, but, like, these late rounds, you don't know any of these
people. No clue.
Round 7, pick 225, he says Deshaun Singleton, a safety from Nebraska, would go to the Titans. And that
is it. 7th round, I'm going to give you a line from Austin Powers movie that makes me laugh. When Michael Caine was going to fight one of Dr. Evil's henchmen, And so was Austin Powers, and they come to fight him. And Michael Caine says, "Look at you, you're going to die. You don't even have a name tag, right? Meaning this, like this, you're thrown into this. You know you're not going to make it. That's what a 7th rounder usually is like. You go to camp like, 7th rounder. Yeah, good luck there. I mean, few make it. That's why the 7th round, take a gamble, take a chance on bringing somebody in that. This is crazy." The Brock Purdy thing in the 7th round. They already had a quarterback. Like, we'll just take that and see what happens. You see what happens. You could do that. So don't get some need at 7th. Get something that's really cool at 7th. Wouldn't Ryan Succop a 7th round Mr.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. So have fun with that pick, man.
You want to just keep reading off some mock drafts for you?
I am going to stab you in the eyeball. Both eyeballs. Then I'm going to drive you to your mom's and say, here, take care of him. And let that new little dog come out and pee on you.
That'd be good.
What's the new dog's name?
Willow.
Willow. Yeah. I'll get it right one day.
I like this guy's name, and I've never heard of him, I'm going to read this one. This is from NFL.com. Nick Shook is his name. This is his mock draft 1.0.
Oh, yes.
He has Fernando Mendoza
going
number one overall. David Bailey goes to the Jets at 2. Ooh, pick number 3. The Arizona Cardinals select Jeremiah Love, running back from Notre Dame.
Okay.
And at pick 4, the Titans select Arvell Reese from the
pass. He's not a pass rusher.
They're now listing him as an edge. So
don't. I need a pass rusher right there.
Sonny Styles, Carnell Tate, Caleb Downs, Reuben Bain to the Saints, Mansoor Delaney. I do like him. Chiefs at 9 and Jermon McCoy at 10.
Where's Mansoor Delaney from?
LSU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a corner. Okay. I like him. He's. I mean, if the Titans traded back and they ended up taking him, I wouldn't hate that.
I tell you, the Chiefs are coming back. Big time. They're on a mission for one more year. They know it.
Yep.
One more year.
Kelsey's going to give everything he's got.
He's going to do that on wedding night, too.
to go to the break.
That's at Big Joe on the go.
Hey, we didn't get invited, man, so I'm telling you right now.
I did.
Yeah. Well,
you're my plus one.
Okay, thank you.
We haven't told Nick yet. I'm sorry.
Bring gas.
All right, we'll be back with more nonsense. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Little Easy Lover for you on a Friday. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Did you go to our favorite karaoke spot in Key West and sing this again?
I did.
Nice.
I didn't sing this song. I sang it's Bobby's Monkey Bar, and I sang Tear in My Beer.
Oh, well, Hank Sr.
It's a great song. It's a great karaoke. And then here's the deal, folks. When you're doing a karaoke song, don't sing, what's the song? Long, long time ago.
Oh, American Pie.
Yeah. It's like 19 minutes, man.
There's a few songs that I think are off the, like Freebird.
Yeah.
Tequila. You can't sing. You can't do tequila.
I do tequila almost every other night.
No, I mean like the song.
Oh, okay.
Like, dun, 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 dun. Tequila.
You can't. It shouldn't be over 3 minutes. Your karaoke song should not be over 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So this guy did American Pie. It took forever.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
If you got a full bar that's into it and they'll sing with you, I might give you a pass on that one.
Yeah.
But no.
Do me a favor. All right. We're talking about Kelce and the Chiefs. Are there Super Bowl odds right now?
Yeah.
Out. I'm curious. I'm being serious for once. I think they're coming back and they're putting everything in 2026. Though Kelce knows he's done. He's out after this year. You know, if Mahomes, his knee's hurt, he's going to come at me. He might start. I guarantee he starts by game one. They're on a mission.
This is DraftKings Sportsbook. Who do you think they have as the favorite?
Who just won last year? Oh, the Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks are the second favorite at plus 950.
Okay. So plus nine, explain. So if you put $100 down, you win $95?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Look at me, man. Yep. You and your little buddy.
You've put $100 down, you win $950. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. So
I'm going to make you guess. I want to make you guess the favorite. This is DraftKings Sportsbook.
It's not the Patriots.
The New England Patriots are plus 1,900.
Yeah. Once you put everything together about their schedule, the easiest it was in like the last 20 years.
In case you're wondering, plus 11,000. For the Titans.
Hold on now. So it's.
But they're not the worst.
The Rams are first.
The Los Angeles Rams are plus 750 and the favorite, according to DraftKings, to win the Super Bowl.
Where are the Niners in this?
The San Francisco 49ers are plus 1,500 with five total teams, including the Rams and Seahawks, ahead of them.
So three of the first seven are in the NFC West.
Yes.
All right. It's 32, the Cardinals. Please say they're 32.
Plus 40,000. That is correct.
Oh, my. All right. Where are the Chiefs in this again?
The Chiefs are one of the teams ahead of the 49ers at plus 1,400.
Okay.
And then there are two teams at plus 1,000.
So if I put $1,000 down right now on the Chiefs to win, I'll get that 1,400 plus 1,400.
Mm-hmm.
It won't change. I mean, I'm just going to change up and down. But
if you put the bet in now, yeah.
Okay.
The two teams at plus 1,000, care to guess?
Panthers?
No. The Carolina Panthers, they don't have a lot of faith in them right now. They are plus 9,000.
Oh, okay. Well, Bears?
The Chicago Bears are plus 2,500.
Jeez Louise.
If you think harder, I mean.
Well, I'm not going to do that. You know that.
The Bills and the Ravens.
Bills and the Ravens, okay.
So it's Rams, Seahawks, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, 49ers. There are two teams at plus 1,500, the 49ers and the Packers.
Okay.
Then you got the Chargers at plus 1,600, Eagles and Lions at 1,700, Texans and Broncos at 1,800.
Wow.
Patriots at 1,900. The Jags, Bears at 2,500. Cowboys, Bengals at 3,000. The Bucks, the Steelers, the Vikings at 4,500. Commanders and Colts at 6,500, the Giants at 7,000, Saints, Panthers at 9,000, Titans, Falcons at 11,000, Raiders, Browns at 15,000, the Jets at 20,000, the Dolphins at 30, and the Cardinals at 40.
Our Cardinals, man. The worst team organization ever. I would take, if I had any money, I'd put a grand down on the Chiefs. I would right now. If that's not going to fluctuate, that's what I'm getting right there. So I'd get, what, 14 grand?
Yeah.
1,000 down. It's plus 1,400.
Yeah.
I'm doing my alphabet school math.
Yeah.
With you two guys. All right, I'll take it then. I mean, I'm not. What was the one year that Phil Mickelson put 100 grand on the 2,000 on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl? And they were massive odds, like 90 to 1. He won $800,000 or whatever it is that he won on doing the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Ricky said 1,000 would be 14,000, Chase. Quote, I don't get paid to do math. That's true. I don't do math.
Yeah. But you But you graduated from a very smart.
Because they liked me and felt bad for me with math.
Accredited high school to get that done. I was proud of you. Did you take trigonometry in high school?
I think so. Algebra. Yeah, it was Algebra 3 trig.
Okay.
Is what I took, I think, my freshman year.
Since you left school, have you used Algebra 3 trig in your life? I know the answer.
The answer I want to give is not FCC compliant, but I'll just simply say no.
But you can add it pretty good for a drive through. Like, if I get this and the ice cream, that's eight.
I will say this, that when I started dating my girlfriend, I found out pretty quickly she was good at math, in which I said, thank God. Because I don't have to do it.
Let me ask you, I bet you, and she's very smart, she's very pretty, I bet she has a checkbook.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I think we all technically have a checkbook, but who uses a checkbook anymore?
I mean, you don't go to the store with your mom and she subtracts the checkbook.
Balances the checkbook. My mom did that for, I mean, yeah, she still does.
Yeah. It's because moms are the best. They can do it on a fly and get it done. But now, going back to the Chiefs, I'm telling you, there's something about the Kelce thing which is going to propel them. They're mad. They're pissed off. They're upset. When they came here and played the Titans in December, that was an awful Kansas City football team. That was
they'd given up.
Right? Minshew was everything. And I think now Andy Reid's got that driving force, because I talked to a friend of ours who works for the Chiefs and said there is a motivation there that he hasn't seen with that team in a long time, and it's going to happen. So I just think they're going to come back. Don't give me the Chargers. And John McClain's like, well, watch out for the Broncos. I don't think so.
I think they take a step back. Yep. I think they were ahead of time. And look, I think Bo Nix has surprised people. I don't think he's an elite guy. So
not that guy.
I will say this. I talked to the same friend we have. And I made the joke of, wow, y'all actually got to work for the first time in a couple of years.
I bet that went over well.
Well, he laughed. His credit, he laughed. But it's kind of like, yeah, we do. And it's like, oh, no, that's scary. Like, they're going to go and – I mean, they're gonna retool this.
Yeah.
But it's going to be – like, I think it could be like the Patriots. Remember, the Patriots kind of – now, they made the playoffs. They didn't miss the playoffs except for when Brady got hurt. But it was like they retooled a little bit and then had yet another dynasty.
What one player that drops to them would make them like, all right, is it Love? Is it Bain? Is it Reese? Is it Bailey? I think if they get Reuben Bain where they are.
I think so too.
Get out of here.
Because he's your Chris Jones replacement, essentially.
Yep.
And they have – how old is he, Jones?
Mississippi State guy, right? 31 maybe?
31. Good call.
Yeah.
Yep. He'll be he'll be 32 in July.
He's still got a lot of gas in the tank.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. So if you have him and you get somebody like Bain and you have both of them for a couple of years, like, oh my God.
And they're going to take off, man.
Yeah. They need some corner help.
Tell you,
have Snead back.
I'll drive Snead to Kansas City. Here you go, buddy. Get off. I would do that. I think that I'm not allowed to gamble. I'm not because of my MTSU commitment. So that's fine. But I want you guys to win. I want you guys. I'm telling you, we got another 10 months for this happens. But He's going to come back. Mahomes is going to be pissed off. They're going to be angry. And
they just signed Kenneth Walker.
Just signed Kenneth Walker. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's not bad. And then who else?
Trey Smith's going to get that offensive line going.
Yeah.
They got rid of the tackle who's always jumping off sides. He's gone.
So, I forget, you know who one of their corners is? I totally forgot about this. Christian Fulton.
Oh, they signed him?
I think they signed him last year.
Okay.
Let's see. Weapons that they have offensively. Just kind of looking at this. They signed Kenneth Walker. So he's going to be that starting running back. Kelsey's coming in. Noah Gray's not bad, is the other tight end.
That's right.
Let's see. Receiver, Rashee Rice, if he's healthy and all that stuff, Worthy. I mean, they still need receiver help, I think.
Yeah, they do. But again, like we talk about the Titans, you just got to be better than the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Raiders. Raiders suck. Broncos take a step back. Chargers will be a legit opponent. But I think this team with Mahomes, but the key is, comes back at least 80%. He's because his scrambling makes him elite. And that blew both the ACL and the other part of the knee out. He's got to come back full throttle, good to go. And they got till September to do it, so I think he'll be ready to go.
615-737-1025. We'll have more of your calls and texts. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Friday. The NFL has released the offseason schedule.
One second. What made you play this song?
Phil Collins.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time. It's also season 2, episode 2 of The Prodigal Son of Miami Vice, when they're returning home from New York to Miami, and Crockett's at the airport waiting on Tubbs. He spent a night with his lady, and he's running through the airport, and they're playing this song. And Crockett's laughing because he's about to miss the plane. I'm telling you, man. It's also what I think is the greatest music video of all time. Let me get that off my chest. All right. Yeah, sorry, Chase.
It's good. Teron Davenport tweeting this out. The NFL offseason dates. The Titans will begin their offseason activities on April 7th, which I believe is Tuesday.
It is.
Voluntary minicamp will be April 23rd. Yeah, April 21st through the 23rd, so week of the draft. OTA offseason workouts, May 18th and 19th, May 21st, May 26th through the 27th, May 29th, June 8th through 9th, and June 11th and 12th. Mandatory minicamp is June 16th through the 17th.
A lot of dates there. I don't remember any of what you just said, but I know there's a lot of dates coming up.
It means it's here.
And we talked to our good friend, MTSUA football coach Derek Mason, about applying that to college football.
Yeah.
Get rid of your spring game. Have your portal in April, whatever it is. I know it's they're moving it around and all that stuff. But then have OTAs. Keep the guys on campus and apply the NFL, that same thing Teron just tweeted out, to college.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're already on campus. Work, just keep him on campus, man. Yeah. Keep him working through the whole time.
Yeah. I agree. Because, I mean, you've had, like, Vanderbilt's been going through spring practice the last couple weeks. Yep. And they'll have a spring game coming up. So.
Do they? I saw where, like, a lot of teams, you would know more about this than I do, have gotten rid of their spring games. Remember they used to be televised?
I
think there's only a couple being televised now. I mean, everybody's so.
Yeah, April 18th.
Vanderbilt's got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
The black and gold scrimmage.
Maybe they should do the whole where they did.
I think we're going to air it, actually.
Where they should do the media members be the coaches, man. Hell, Saban did it at Alabama for years.
Yeah. Our friend Elijah Campbell that used to work here, remember he told us at SEC Media Days that South Carolina let him run the wishbone. The wing tee.
Wing tee. And then threw the ball, and the guy was wide open down the field. Yeah. I did. If Clark Lee, you're listening, if we did this, and I
can we have a, like, give us a play?
And I was OC, the first play of the game, I'm punting. Right? Because I'm telling you, it happened during a game when I was in junior college. It was bizarre. And it got you thinking, like, what the hell's going on here? And what it was, they had a really good defense. They would put their defense on the field first. And they punted, and they sure as hell put the defense on the field. That defense was good. So I would do that. They're not seeing that coming.
Yeah.
The whole time you're thinking, what's going on? Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake. And then,
well, I want to line up, like, in the wishbone or the wing tee or something, you know, something, like, completely silly. Remember I brought up doing the wing tee with Derek Mason. He goes, yeah, we're probably not going to do that.
And they come out in leather helmets, man, yeah, in honor of Johnny Majors in the 50s and those guys. But
what is in your mind, like, your favorite, not for, like, you have to describe what the play is, but your favorite type of play?
Oh, I'm a big the wishbone executed properly is unstoppable. You cannot stop a wishbone. You can stop Oklahoma. You can stop Alabama. Run and shoot, you could stop. I go the wishbone. Let me tell you, a play that always works, that's never failed, is the hook and ladder.
Yeah.
It has always worked. It worked in the Fiesta Bowl in Boise State at Oklahoma. That play always
works. But you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. You're just playing a guy in the middle, a guy comes across. You're not worried about the guy coming across. You're just following the ball.
Yeah, you see it now where, you know, the SVP calls it pitchy, pitchy, woo-woo, where they're just, like, throwing it around, hoping for something to happen.
Well, that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
But like, in the third quarter, I would call a hook and ladder. Yeah. You can't stop it.
I love, like, a double pass.
Great.
Like a, you know, either anything, like a jet sweep, double pass, something like that. Like, I think those are awesome.
Well, look at one of the greatest Super Bowl calls of all time, the Philly Special.
Philly Special.
You're what? Yeah. There's nobody out there waiting for that. There's nobody.
Was that out of the Wildcat?
Sort of. He snapped it to the left, to the right.
Yeah, he did. He did. You're right. The quarterback did take the snap, yep. And then he went wide.
They went, pitch it to the right. Guy went right to the left and left back to right, and he was wide open. Nobody's on him.
Yeah.
Was that Trey Burton that threw that? I think it was. Yeah. Threw the pass in the end zone and touchdown. You're not prepared. You can't get a defensive lineman to react that quickly. It doesn't happen. And then you're following the ball, and you're following your guy if you're man-to-man. But the hook and ladder always – I don't know why more teams don't do that. It always works.
I have to read Adam in Portland's text, and you're not going to like it.
I'll be in Portland Sunday afternoon, Adam, to visit
my
brother.
And we love Adam.
To visit my brother.
We love Adam. I never know what Joe is talking about. I don't think anyone knows what Joe is talking about. Nobody cares about Miami Vice except for Joe. Don Johnson sucks. It's actually impressive that you can reference Miami Vice almost every single day. It's all love. Hashtag weird 80s obsession.
That's okay. That's right. Right? If that song had been played in a Star Trek show, would you have not known?
Yeah, I would have noticed.
Would you have told us?
Yeah.
Damn right you would have. Yeah. Last I checked, it's Chase and Big Joe show, not the Adam show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But Adam's a good dude.
That's fine. Like Adam. Chase and Big Joe show.
Yeah, it is.
And I'll continue telling you how great Miami Vice is to the day I'm no longer on this planet.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, the season 3 synopsis of Miami Vice. Plus, Chris Sanders will join us next.
Oh, that's
right.
We'll
do that. Coming up, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.